Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning into our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank those who might be listening via our podcasts, which are on Apple Podcasts, or you can visit thebestoftimesnews.com to view previously, to listen to ARP Louisiana Neighbors 10 and Country F's report. Your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the local Northwest Louisiana History Hunters, also known as Twin Blends, who have brought back a lot of history to our area. So stay tuned to the show for some very, very interesting information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, February the 22nd, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the January-February issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. We thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing you. For your information, the March-April issue of The Best of Times will be released on March the 1st. If you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 270 distribution locations, remember, you can always visit our popular website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues. We have past issues for the past 12 years on our website, and many, many people are viewing those and downloading those from our website. In addition, you can view the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. And as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Many readers have asked when the 2025 Silver Pages will be available. Yes, March the 1st. We are working on it right now. It's been completely updated. Additional listings and information have been added. So be sure to pick up a printed copy soon, because there are very limited copies. We have 20,000 printed copies that will be available. However, you can always view and download it and print it from our fabulous website. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via e-blast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. It provides them with a link to read our current issue, as well as our current Senior Resource Directory Silver Pages. We also provide additional educational articles, information, discount coupons, a contest, and of course, news and information about upcoming events. Join the many, many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter via their email. It's free of charge. Just visit our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, to subscribe free of charge by giving us your email address, and you'll be start receiving that each and every month. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to The Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and eBears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to The Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, The Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Eddie Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show today are two remarkable individuals who have teamed up to locate and bring back historical people, places, and things in Northwest Louisiana. Mark and Mike Magnum with the Twin Blends. So thank you, Mike, for joining us today. But we're sad to say that Mark could not make it today, right?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Gary. And you and Tina have been wonderful to Twin Blends. And y'all, over the years, y'all have just been so gracious to us. And we were both excited about coming on today. Unfortunately, stuff come up. Mark wasn't able to make it. So the part of Mike Mark Mangum will be played by Mike Mangum as well.
Hey, dual yeah. role
and,
here.
And I'm the most important one, so
Wow. And didn't you tell me you're a little bit older, being the twin?
He's the older one, 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I forgot which one was the oldest. Oh, well. Yeah. But glad to have you here again.
Thank you.
Tina, tell me, tell you hello as well.
Hello, Tina.
You've been involved with the best of times, both of us. We found you many, many years ago, and we're so proud that we did. And I'm so proud of what you've done and served in the Shreveport and Bossier and surrounding in Northwest Louisiana. It's been amazing. We love every time we see something that you have done. It's always for the positive, never for the negative. And that's one thing. There are good stories and bad stories throughout our area, but I'm glad you don't expand upon some of those bad stories. Why bring up those old
That's
sad
right.
tales?
There's enough bad in the world. Me and Mark, what we want to do is we want to bring people together with happy memories, and we love history, and there's people that love history as well, and there's sites, you know, on Facebook that negative, negative, negative. We're not going to be like that. We're going to be positive, positive. We'll lift up people. Our favorite thing to do is to highlight a person, place, or building in history and highlight it and bring it the positive to it, you know. And we're so thankful that years and years ago that Tina approached us. She was the first one that approached us as far as publicizing or getting our work out there. And we were so glad, so honored to be able to work with Tina. So we love both of y'all.
Well, you've been involved in our magazine as well as our Silver Pages being on the cover. I remember those particular pictures you did the covers for us that were remarkable and actually got national awards. I remember telling you that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So some of my listeners out there who might be listening throughout the Arklatex and Arkansas and Texas and elsewhere, and of course this is podcast, you know about all those things. Mm-hmm. They listen to you in Ohio. In New York, and I'm so humble when I get emails from people out of town saying they enjoyed my show.
That's
and then,
great.
And then
great.
I see the they're from where? Peoria, Illinois?
Yeah.
Why in the world would that person listen? I was so humble. So tell our listeners the story and why it got started. Why did you and Mark start this?
Okay. Well, since Mark's not here, I can do the shorter version. He will talk about how we got started, but I'll do the abridged version. You know, back probably 10 years ago, we were looking around, and Southern Hill had a website. If you grew up in Southern Hill, started by Mark and Barry Walker, and people were talking about old buildings in Southern Hills. Well, I had some pictures that I posted, and people were loving it. So somebody, Brian Bland, contacted and said, you know, LSUS Archives has a lot of old photos down there. Y'all can go check them out. So we went down there, and we were originally looking for Southern Hills Summer Grove pictures, but we stumbled upon pictures of Shreveport from the late 1800s to, you know, all the way up to present day, and we were just amazed. And they have like 1.5 million negatives, photographs, artifacts, documents, you know, and stuff like that. So that's really what got us hooked. And so when we started doing that, we started posting side-by-side pictures of what it looks like now, like Texas Street now, and what it looked like back then. And then I overlaid it and did a blend the first time, and I was just shocked. And so that's where Twin Blend started. And then we'd research, we'd do blends, we'd do research, and, you know, old pictures. And so it just kind of went from there.
You know? And then you also were one of the first person to use drones, right?
Yes.
Remember the drones were the really popular back in the early
days. Yeah, I tell you what really got us started was Black Helmet Films, a great guy, a friend of ours. He did some drone footage of the flood back in, I think, 2016, and we saw that. And Mark, we had to get a drone, and then we started incorporating drone work and stuff like that. Mark flies the drone, and I edit and produce it. You know,
But that is a cool thing. But you were one of the first, because back then – people didn't hear too much of drones. They weren't that as popular as they are today.
Yeah.
Right. And especially in military issues.
Yeah.
My God.
Has
that expanded?
It sure has.
So if the listeners follow you on Facebook, they know you've been quite busy. Wow. And again, tell our listeners it's facebook.com called Twin Blends Photography, right?
Well, now Twin Blends Photography is our first page, which we have two pages. Our photography page is one we set up years ago, but then we kind of morphed into Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters, and that's our main page because people would call us about doing weddings and stuff like that. But we don't do that. We use photography as a tool. It's not really a business. And so we have a page, Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters, and that's our main page. That's where our main content is.
Okay. I forgot about that. There are two. So everybody, there's two. Mention that again.
Okay. There's two Facebook pages. Twin Blends Photography is our older page, which is don't have as up more much up-to-date content, the Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters is the main page, and you'll see the background is Texas Street with a streetcar, and that's our main page where we do our up-to-date content, stuff
okay.
like that.
Well, I want to encourage everybody. You'll learn about lots of things in the past. It's going to be good for you to educate your kids and grandkids and great-grandkids about some of the past because it's remarkable. Some of the stories.
It's fascinating.
And you will – some of you might experience it. I mean, the Hamels pictures, I brought my kids, and now, you know, it's – telling them about that. Do you remember back in the 80s when we went there?
Yeah.
We were just newly married and had a few kiddos. So it was those. And I don't think we might have taken pictures, but, you know, back then you took pictures and developed them and put them in a box. And sometimes you mounted them. Tina mounted a lot of ours.
Yeah.
So the other experience that I think you just had, and I did know this, but you recently had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration.
We sure did. Oh, my gosh. It was so wonderful. We actually had our friend Christy Baronet works in Mike Johnson's Bossier City office, and she got tickets for me and Mark and my sister Pam Koch. And through that, we were able to get tickets to the inauguration, and we flew up there. It was so cold, but it was so neat because you're driving in the cab and you look over and you're like, oh my gosh, there's the Washington Monument.
That's
oh my gosh,
it.
There's the White House. And so it was so cool to be able to see stuff like that. We had our original tickets had us really close, you know, when it was outside, but due to the weather, they moved it indoors. And once they did that, it was kind of like first come, first serve. And by the time we got there, our plane landed. We walked to the line, and they said, this is not the end of the line. You got to get to the end of the line. So we went to the end. We walked and walked. We walked probably a mile and a half before we gave up because it was just so many people. And we said, okay, there's no way that we're going to get into the arena being back by the Washington Monument. It was just so long.
And the arena only had like 30,000, right?
I think it was 20,000, but there was like – probably 100,000 in line. It was ridiculous. So we didn't get it that day. The next day we tried to get into the, well, that was the rally. The next day was the inauguration, and we got within probably two blocks or being able to see the arena, and they said, okay, it's full. And we're like, but it was amazing being around 200,000 people on the streets. They're all chanting USA, USA, just a great family environment. I mean, walking down the street, we saw people of all nationalities, all colors. It was just a great family event, environment. It really was.
Well, I love the photos you posted, and I think a few of the TV news stations got some of your coverage, and it was good.
Yep, we posted on our Twin Blends page, and then KSLA News called us and asked us that they could interview us that night. So me and Mark went outside of our hotel room on the street, and it was freezing cold. We had to wait about 45 minutes. We were shaking, waiting for it to come on. And then they said, well, can we have you on the next night too? So we did that. So it was,
once in a lifetime. But that was, you just told me that's your first time ever to DC.
First time ever to DC.
All these years.
I hate to fly. I flew one time and I hated it back in the
80s.
My brother's flew all the time because he played baseball and stuff like that, minor league. So he's used to it. I wasn't used to it. They had to drug me, give me some medication, so I was real relaxed on the plane.
Oh.
But, yeah, wonderful experience.
Well, going to D.C., you get to see all those things you've seen. I mean, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln, all the memorials.
Yes.
And hope you're going to go back again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we love history, and we're like, oh, my gosh, about history.
Oh,
this is ground zero. And we were, like, posing in front of the Washington Monument and the statue, you know, the Lincoln Memorial and stuff, and it was really good. Had my sister there, and we called my sister. She's our straight man because we're never serious. And she would play the straight man. Me and Mark, the whole time we're there, we were hurting. Our stomachs were hurting because we were laughing so much.
Oh, man.
We had a good time.
You got to have a smile on your face. I mean, a lot of times they're very serious in D.C., but again, it's good. But I'm glad. And Mike gave you went to his office.
We had coffee with Mike, about 40 of us in there, and we had coffee, and it was so neat. He stepped in and talked, and he told us that for 30 seconds he was the leader of the free world, but in between Biden and Trump, he was the leader until they changed hands.
He
said, dang, I wish I'd have got pushed my agenda or something. He was laughing. But we had coffee, and yes, I did spill my coffee.
It was outside
on the balcony, and it immediately froze, and so we couldn't clean it up, so I was a little embarrassed.
Don't worry about that. The cameras caught that, Mike, so you never know. You'll probably be part of footage of some sort.
Could be,
There are cameras everywhere, so don't worry about that. There'd be no harm, the hallways and whatnot. Yeah. So I'm glad you got the experience. minutes. And then Mike's wonderful. He's a wonderful Speaker of the House. I'm sure in his dialogue, he would never have ever thought in his entire life he'd become the Speaker of the House.
I know. That is wild. We're proud of him, Louisiana boy.
We are proud of him. And he's done a good job with all the trials and tribulations.
Yes, great
that
guy.
He's had to go through. And I know his staff and Bozier and met with them. They have been, wonderful. And I know him. He knows my son-in-law real well because he's the United States Congressman Lance Gooden. So they're pretty good friends.
That's awesome.
Lance is from East Texas, from District 5 in Texas. So they get together quite a bit and share activities and share support and introduce bills and all that kind. So it's great that you got to go up there to experience, because a lot of people are, I hate to say this, are intimidated to go to our nation's capital. I've heard that.
Really? No, we were excited. We were the first ones on the ground that morning when we were having coffee. And the security guard, of course, all the security guards around, and we were looking on the corner, and I said, well, let's walk out front. We were on the corner, and we walked out front. Big old White House. I mean, the Capitol just boom right there. Nobody else around. I'm like, this is amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Well, the venture's there, and hopefully you get to go back and maybe get a White House tour. That's amazing, too. And once you get a White House tour.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
A lot of the things you've seen, et cetera, is pretty impressive. So I'm glad, and you've documented that on your Facebook page. Everybody, if you go, he's got hundreds and hundreds of photos, and
and
really detailed. And I'm sure your sister was at all, and those photoshops and those photo opportunities you had in various places in the Capitol was pretty cool.
Oh, it was great, amazing,
and seeing all those statuaries and so again, some of that history. That in Washington also relates to Louisiana.
Yeah.
So you saw a lot of that as well.
Well, I'll tell you real quick a story on that. Zach, the speechwriter for Mike Johnson, we were able to meet him, and he took us down to the statue of Johnny Cash because we were involved in getting photos of Johnny Cash on Louisiana Hayride. And so Zach, when he knew we were there, he said, man, we got to take you. So he took us on a tour, showed us the statue, talked about the Johnny Cash statue and stuff. So that was really, really great for us.
So you got an award?
We sure did. Actually, me and Mark were speaking at Summer Grove during our series with the Sri Memorial Library, and a lady stood up, a friend of ours, and we said, do you have a question at the first of them? And she said, I don't have a question, but I got something for y'all. So she brought up an award, and it was a certificate of congressional recognition from Speaker Mike Johnson to Twin Blends with appreciation to your outstanding and invaluable service to the community by preserving Northwest Louisiana history through video and photography. And we were floored. I mean, I got emotional. Mark was like shocked. We were both like, we wasn't expecting this. So
Well deserved. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank
you. I'm sure you're going to frame that
It's already framed and sitting in my office. Yeah.
That's good. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is Mike Magnum with Twin Blends, and he's going to be discussing the efforts of Twin Blends to bring back historical people, places, and things in Northwest Louisiana. They've been doing that, Mike, for how many years now?
Probably about 8 or 9 years. Well, about nine to ten, yes.
And each and every year, it's more and more, which I'm so impressed. So, again, thank you for joining us today. You know, you were on my show back in July of 2024. It's the last time, and y'all were quite busy back then and said, I hope to come back. We're not retired. Once we retire, we'll come back on the show. And that's when I definitely called you. I said, they're retired now. I'm going to bring them back because you've got so much good information conveyed to all my listeners and myself. I learn a lot from your from your I don't call them investigations, but inquiries about history, historical things. Because I'm interested. I know many, many people, even the new people that come to Shreveport, are interested in some of the history, and they're amazed at some of these facts I tell them. For example, one thing that I thought about in Washington is a lot of people don't know. And this, how many years has been since 9/11? How many is 24 years?
Yeah, 24, yeah.
And, so a recent person came to Shreveport, and we were talking about 9/11. I said, did you know that this is where President Bush ended up at Barksdale after that? No, he didn't. He probably went to someplace near Florida. No, he actually took Air Force One and it landed here incognito and flew real low, stayed here for several hours before everything was calmed down.
I remember
a lot
that.
Of people don't know that.
Wow.
And y'all might want to expand upon that a little
that's
bit.
That's good. That's a good
24
idea.
Years ago, a lot of people forget about that one as well. So it's a sad. So what we talked about the D.C. We talked about traveling up there and going to inauguration. And so what are big things you're working on now?
We have a couple of really big projects, but we're not at liberty to discuss yet.
Okay.
I mean, one is pretty good. One is a pretty good project, but we really can't talk about it yet. But we've got a whole whiteboard in our office just full of stuff, projects that we're working on.
The whiteboard.
That's
okay.
It. We're speaking at churches. We're doing, with the Shreveport Times, just about once every 3 or 4 weeks, we're on the front page with a story. And we got the Red River Raft coming. I think it should be in the paper this week sometime, the colorized photos of the clearing of the Red River Raft and stuff like that. So just so many to do, you know.
So what – you went to the wreckage of the fairground fields. I hate to call it the wreckage.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Bad,
it is. Yeah. Now it's the remnants or whatever. But it's not there anymore, unfortunately. I think it's pretty much all slick out there now. But we were out there during the demolition, just kind of, you know, videotape the progression of it. And when we were out there, what was cool was our goal was to get a couple of the old seats, you know. And,
and
the guy, we talked to Elizabeth Arsenault, of course, the mayor's wife, and she got us in contact with a foreman. And so we went out there, and he said, well, there's no more seats out there, or we couldn't get them or something. And so while we were there, we looked over there and said, well, what about the letters that say Fairgrounds Field on there? He said, well, come back next week. I'll try to, you know, get them down and save them. And I thought, well, yeah, I know how that goes. Well, we went back the next week, and they had them in a pile over there. And he said, yeah, you can go over there and get about four of them. And so we're like, well, four's better than nothing. So as I'm doing it, he said, oh, you can get two more. So we ended up getting six letters. It was like NDFL. And then the next week we were there, the guy came up to us and said, y'all want some more letters? And we're like, yeah. Uh-huh. So we end up getting Fair Ground. So we were able to say Fair Ground, and we got those. And, that we wanted to save those because they were just going to be thrown away. Now, somebody else, I got the other parts of it, I think, but we've got Fair Ground. And so anytime there's an exhibit or something, we can show it. Like if they have that Remember When in Shreveport again, which
we
they're
did
supposed
that.
To. They're supposed to be coming up.
I heard that. That's good. I hope they let me know. I was involved with
yes,
the first
I remember
time.
You saying that. Yeah.
First time. It was remarkable. We had thousands of people to show up.
Yeah. Was it Joanne?
Joanne.
Yeah, I think we're trying to get it together. Yeah,
yeah,
so.
we printed some cards and everything. And it was, and I can't remember, hate to say that, I'm having a senior moment here. What year was that?
I don't remember the year, but I remember just walking in and I was amazed. That's right when we were really getting into loving Shreveport history, and I didn't want to leave because everything there was just like, oh my gosh, look at all the relics there. It's just so amazing.
It had to have been before COVID. It had to have been.
Oh, yeah, it was well before COVID. It was, gosh, I want to say. It was at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think we heavily promoted in the best of times, so I'm going to need to Google that. So I'm glad they're doing it again because there's so many things that you could follow up on that.
Mm-hmm.
People brought, a silverware from the Washington Urey and the Captain Shreve Hotel and some of the radios and things. It was
our buddy Leonard Gresham, I know you, Leonard, he has all kind of artifacts. As a matter of fact, I'm jealous of Leonard, but he's got so many
artifacts.
He
collects a lot of that. Yeah. Yes, Leonard does. Leonard does. So so that's good that you got the letters. I mean, it's sad that people don't think about that when they
just
demolish
destroy
something.
Let me tell you, me and Marv got, during the photos, we have the Washington Urey being demolished. And, on the Travis at Edward Street side, it was a big sign that said Washington Urey that hung in the corner.
Right.
We looked at the demolition, and it went down with the building. They didn't even think to take it off, and we were so upset because when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, the sign's still on the building, and it just – all that crumbled around it and lost forever. So.
Oh, I do remember that being being growing up in those days and going to it and actually going to Channel 12, which was located in Washington, Uri. And all the broadcasting was done there as well. So you've been doing some speaking engagements. You did one just recently that was quite successful. Tell us about that.
It was the First Methodist Church in downtown Shreveport. Me and Mark loved that church because we always call it the heart of the city. During our research, we saw somebody, Eric Brock or somebody, refer to it as heart of the city, and it makes sense because it's like right downtown at the head of Texas. And every photo we've ever seen, that church is in that picture at the head of Texas. It's either the old Gothic church, First Methodist, that was there, or the one that is there now, built in the 1920s. But anyway, we did our presentations, and, you know, it was such a good time. Had a steak dinner. I think over 100 people showed up. Sheriff Prater showed up, and he said, the reason I'm here is to hear y'all speak. And so it just made our day. So we were excited about that.
So if other people, other organizations and senior group wants you to present, they need to contact you. How they contact you?
They can contact us on Facebook through our messenger. You know, you can contact us like that. I think Facebook even has my phone number on there. They can do that. And we do churches. We do retirement centers. We just do all of anybody that wants to.
That's great. And I bet it brings a little tear to some of these people in nursing homes.
It really does.
Remembering back then.
After we get through talking in the nursing homes, speaking of retirement homes and speaking is our favorite thing to do because we get to hear the input and we hear the people that live the history tell us with tears in their eyes how much it brings back to them, and they just share their memories and emotions, and that's what's special to us. That's why we do what we do.
Well, that's good. So everybody, if you want to do it for your senior group at your church or et cetera, please give them a call and contact them. I know you're good presenters, and you have a lot of show and tell.
So yes, we do. We have a lot to show and tell. Yeah.
And the input you get back. And that's what somebody asked me. You have that whiteboard that has all your upcoming projects, but people can still contact you about suggestions about things in the future.
And a lot of times, like people, what we do is we do the research from what we have, the photographs and stuff. Now, somebody will say, y'all need to do a story on this, and it may be out of the field of, you know, Shreveport-Bossier, or if it is in Shreveport-Bossier, if we don't have a lot of pictures and stuff on it, we really don't dive into that. We kind of focus on what we have because we got a backlog of stuff that we'd like to get to that we have wonderful pictures of. And so we kind of concentrate on what we have.
And the LSU has a big repository of photos.
1.5 million. Like I say, most of it's in negative form, and we were able to go and get agreement with LSUS to use the photo, the negatives. We take pictures of it, turn it into negatives, black and whites, positives, and then we, you know, credit it and stuff like that, and then post it and stuff.
Whether, you know, that is a lot of photos to go through.
It is a lot. On my computer, we've got so many. Like, I've got so many I can type in Texas Street, and it'll pull up, oh, my gosh, so many pictures of Texas. And it's great because it's we love doing it. It gets our focus on things that are really important to Shreveport.
So are you going to be setting up a Twin Blitz podcast?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, we're working on it. I've got in my house, I have an extra bedroom, and Mark's in charge of coming over and doing that and setting it up. And he's got it all set up now, and we're working the details. We're getting, you know, lighting and stuff, but we still, you know, what we do is we take donations, PayPal, Venmo, Patreon. It kind of helps us do what we do because most of the time what we do is, well, it used to, everything was straight out of our pocket, but now that we speak to nursing homes and stuff like that, that kind of we charge, and it kind of helps us do what we do. Well, you know?
Of course you can. You mm-hmm. need to have some of that. You don't need to have it all out of your retirement pay.
Exactly,
right?
Out of retirement. So it helps us continue our quest for uncovering history and present it. And we're excited about the podcast, so we're getting that set up right now.
Well, that's fun. You know, but you're going to have a video podcast.
Yes, video
podcast. So we're not going to be just like Gary Kaliga's radio only.
Yeah, okay. It'll be video because we have relics to show, and we have photos. Anytime we have a podcast and we're talking about something like Ford Park, we'll have pictures of it, you know, and stuff like that. So it'll be good. Very interesting.
Well, when you think about Ford Park, that brings back good memories for me because I remember when I was in elementary school at Shreve Island, we were collecting for the Ford Park Zoo. I mean, that was so I remember it today, collecting those pennies and then going around the neighborhood. I think I was second or third grade, going around the neighborhood collecting for the zoo.
Yeah.
And I remember going by, and that was my first, like, I hate to call it political, or asking for people for money for to bring an elephant to Shreveport to be part of the zoo. So
that's great. Well, thank you for bringing Ford Park to us, Gary Kaligas.
I don't think it was all me, but I was 5 or 6 years old when I remembered. But I distinctly remember that when I saw some of your photos of that and of the train that's there. And I remember climbing on that. Yeah. I remember climbing on the tank. Yeah. And it's sort of back then. My dad would take me down to that area when it opened up. I don't remember, for years and years. We used to come up there always on a Sunday. We would come out there. So
isn't it amazing how pictures can bring back strong memories, such strong memories?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. When I go to your Facebook page, when some of those, and when I see your Facebook post and I see something. I mean, recently you said that you got something about a bottle that was a beer bottle.
Sure
tell,
did.
Tell them about that.
I'll try to keep it short. But John Davis, his dad was the projectionist at the Joy Drive-In on Greenwood Road. Well, he called us over there one day, John did, and he gave us a film reel from the projector and also one of the mounted speakers that you set on the car at the drive-ins. You know, you hook on your window from the Joy Drive-In. And then he said, by the way, this is one of my most prized possessions. It's an old beer bottle that me and my buddies found on the Red River and on the Bossier side back in, I think, 50-something. And it's an unopened bottle of beer, but it's from the Prohibition era. And we found it in the back of an old Model T, basically, trunk. And I said, when he said that, I said, you know what? We got pictures of that because we save important stuff. Yeah. Over the years. And so we saved that picture of those boys getting the bottles. And he said, well, do y'all want that bottle? I said, we'd love to have it. So he donated it to us, and we just made a post with his picture and the bottle and everything. Stuff like that's so fascinating.
And how many years ago is that beer? It still looked good.
Didn't I say it was like
1920s?
Yeah, it was 1924. So how many is that?
Wow.
70 that's, or however many years. It's crazy.
Oh, almost 100.
I'm sorry. What am I saying? 70? Yeah, my math. I went to Woodlawn. Sorry. Just kidding.
It was 100. Don't pick on that. It's all right, Mike. Higher math. Yep, But I want to ask, the beer, the liquid still in the bottle?
Yes, sure was. Unsealed cap still on it and everything.
Wow.
Unsealed. And he said when they found a bunch of them, a trunk load, and one of his buddies tasted it and spit it out. Almost made him sick, but he had to try it.
Yeah. But that is really cool. Yeah. So hopefully, I don't know if you remember and remember when there was a big display, because very few people knew that Shreveport, Louisiana was known for making bottles.
That's right.
For beer, but not putting the beer. And they had to ship it to Milwaukee or St. Louis to put the beer in it.
Yep, sure did. We had several bottling factors, yeah.
And millions and millions. And there was a poster somebody capped it, the millionth bottle. That was done for in a given year.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's a lot of glass bottles.
Yep. When we did a Common Street, when they were working on the Common Park, we unearthed over 100 old bottles, and a lot of them were made Andrew Kirby, Shreveport, and then I found one from the J.T. Hagen's Manhattan Saloon, but all of that was from Shreveport, so that's cool.
So continuing on, what have you found that it's been blown your mind?
You mean as far as photo-wise?
Photo-wise and discovery-wise.
Well, the bottles that we found, like I said, I was just referring to at the Common Park, our buddy Marty Lotion with the Spring Street Museum, we were all out in the when they were digging, and we were pulling up probably over 100 old bottles, 100 horseshoes and stuff like that, because it used to be a blacksmith shop there. But anyway, I pulled out a J.T. Hagen's Manhattan Saloon, one of the last bars and saloons in Shreveport, and it was set where the Slattery Building is right now. And it said J.T. Hagen's Manhattan Saloon and had the address, Texas Street, on there. And so that was, for me, I was like, that's touching Shreveport history. Photographs-wise, we have so many. It's like my favorite will always be all the drive-in theaters.
Okay.
I found it that was buried in the archives in the Jack Barm collection, and it empty envelope. I mean, the envelope didn't have anything on it. I was just pulling them out, all the drive-ins that were ever in Shreveport. So that was
there were
favorite.
Quite a few. And there were a lot of theaters. I mean, I think you did a telecast on Channel 6 or something about that. But that's a great history. People don't remember in those days, the movie theaters, the drive-in theaters. Oh. I remember going to them when I was very young, and I remember taking dates to the drive-in theaters with the speakers, and you put them inside, then put them inside the car.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a convertible back then. I But a lot of the guys that had convertibles were the cool guys because they could open up the top and have the viewing and everything.
Wow.
That was cool back then.
That is cool.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Ebert's Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest. It's Mr. Mark Mangum with Twin Blends, and he's been discussing their efforts for the past many eight plus years to bring back historical people, places, and things in Northwest Louisiana. And I congratulate you again for doing that. And I know you've been acknowledged by many people. But again, Tina and Gary, from the Best of Times, want to thank you for doing that because it brings back a lot of good memories. But as I mentioned to you earlier, it also helps us continue the history to pass on to our kids and grandkids, right, Mike?
That's right. That's right. Actually, I'm Mike. I'm not Mark.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Did I say Mark? I'm sorry.
But I'm playing the part of Mark as well.
So okay, that's what I thought. That part of you came in.
Yes, yes. But, yeah, it does help us continue, yeah.
Don't you think that, you know, some of our kids and grandkids don't know and they're not being probably educated at school?
Yeah, no, I don't think they're being taught a lot. Now, we do have some cattle parish teachers contact us and tell us they are using our stuff as subject material, which we love that part.
That's great.
But, like, actually, a lot of our stuff, you know, comes from the Shreveport Times negative collection, of course, the Shreveport Times paper. Eric Brock is a big inspiration because we have learned so much from the late Eric Brock. So
yeah, he was remarkable. I'm doing quite well. And yep. He wrote a lot of books and did a lot of research. He was just remarkable for the area. And, you know, and some of his books are still available.
Matter of fact, I bought one that I've never seen before. I forget what it was called, but it's going to be delivered next week. So one of his books, I try to get all of them as many as I can.
And so the other aspect I want you to emphasize, going to your Facebook pages, right?
Yep. And go to Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters on Facebook. And what you do is you go to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook itself in the search bar. And if you want to see a particular subject that we have, you can type in Twin Blends and the name of that subject. You can Twin Blends Ford Park, Twin Blends Shreveport Captains, Twin Blends Hamels, and so on. And that way, Facebook will take you directly to all the posts that we made on those subjects and stuff, and it is a lot. So it's too many to actually mention, so just go Twin Blends and then the subject you want to look for.
So, and there's – I saw some of them on the web. There's a listing of them.
Yeah.
We have a Facebook listing that lists all the various topics.
Well, what Mark did was he just went down the line and just named some. He just – example. Those were all examples, so it's unlimited. If you have a subject you want to know, if we have a post about, type in Twin Blends and that subject, and it'll take you to it.
So you are getting you're still requesting people's input and comments for suggestions, right?
We love it because when we make a post, we love getting inputs because we can tell the story, but the people tell the personal story. Like we just made a post on the Kroger's here in Shreveport-Bossier, and as a salesman for 38 years in Nabisco, I called on almost all of them and had good memories of all of them. So I'd make a post, and everybody's comment, they work there and their favorite managers and this and that. So we love that. We do.
And so that's a good point. Tell our listeners what you retired from. I don't think we talked about it last time. Maybe we did.
Mm-hmm. I retired from Nabisco. I was there 38 years.
And 38? You started when you were 18?
No, 22. So that's really the only full-time job career I've had. I loved it. Turned 62. I retired. Mark, of course, we turned 62 on the same day. He retired from Mars Wrigley, and we just – love Twin Blends. Every day is Saturday except Sunday, so we just love diving into Twin Blends. So.
Oh, that is great. Well, that's it. So you're enjoying retirement, and you're still enjoying the inquiry and investigating and
love it.
Looking out, finding history, and bringing it back to us, right?
That's right, trying to save as much as we can.
Because, you know, if we don't write it down and we don't document it, it's going to be lost forever.
That's right.
Those stories are it's sad. There are many stories that are lost in the Shreveport.
We have a lot of pioneers in Shreveport that we're trying to recognize and honor because we feel like they're being lost and neglected. So we're going to do our part to honor them.
Good. Good. That's going to be wonderful because, you know, some of their kids and grandkids maybe not know about their ancestors and their family members that did this or did that particularly that, you know, they don't want to pat themselves on the back. You know, many people are quite humble. They didn't want to be recorded. Like, I mean, I meet with various individuals that tell me stories when I speak at these events and, well, have you told anybody about this? No, they don't care. Yes, they do. Your kids and grandkids will definitely know those stories before you pass. You got to pass those stories down.
They need to be.
So definitely. It's important. So what else can you tell our listeners out that might be fascinating?
Like I say, we've got a bunch of projects coming up. A couple of them, I can't really say anything about two of them. They're very special, and I've been told not to say anything about, but it's involved in saving Shreveport history and stuff. So we're excited about that. Just all of our projects, we put 100% of our heart in there. Like, we're never going to have, like you said, anything negative. If we make a post and somebody it starts going south, we delete the comments when we say, you know, this is a positive post. We want to bring people together. We don't want to tear people down. We don't allow any bickering or anything like that. So,
well, you do know that in the best of times we feature a lot of your photos, and we also feature photos from the LSU library. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people comment that they love it and that they see it, and then they give us the rest of the story, and we give it to the library. And it's amazing how just a photo can generate so much interest in, you know, who's in this photo, what was it about, because a lot of photos have no captions.
No information with it. And so when you have a story to go with it, it makes it so much better, you know.
And we've been doing that for years and years now. Like, we started with when you gave us some of your pictures that were blended that they'd started. And now the LSU library loves us because we keep doing that, you know, each and every time we publish a publication. So they love us about that. So, again, I want to encourage all listeners. They're great speakers, and they give you a lot of interesting history of the past. They bring photos. They bring posters of some of their items, right? And they tell you the rest of the story, and hopefully you add to that story. And dispel some rumors. I mean, I hear a lot of rumors around this.
We have people telling us, well, that wasn't there. And we're like, oh, yeah, it was. Pictures don't lie. You know, pictures from today may lie when people Photoshop. But back then, a picture's a picture. If it says this building's here, it's there if it shows it. You know?
Well, the ones you posted about Mardi Gras was probably fascinating. I think a lot of people out there said, well, there was no Mardi Gras until we had Mardi Gras season here. You know, like 25, 30 years ago with Carib Gemini. Oh, definitely there was.
1899, they were rolling the streets, and all the way, you know, 1927, we have actual video. Dan Garner supplied us with video 1927 Mardi Gras in downtown Shreveport.
Well, yeah, I saw that. That'd be amazing. People thought we were never like that in Northwest Louisiana, but we were.
Yep, that's right.
It might have changed right after that, being prohibition areas. It stopped for a while, became quite conservative.
And
that's why our fellow Louisianans didn't want to deal with us because they continued Mardi Gras, right?
Yeah, they did. They
continued Mardi Gras. But again, I compliment you, Mike, and I'll mention to Mark, I compliment both of y'all for bringing back that history back to our Northwest Louisiana, because we don't want it to be lost. Yeah. I'm sure other cities throughout the United States are envious of what you're doing. So we're proud we have two people, because, you know, who would do it if you didn't do it? That's what I'm thinking about. Who would do it?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I just want to thank you and Tina for giving us a platform way back when, and I'll never forget Tina calling me and talking to him like, oh my gosh, she wants to use our pictures. That blew me away. So that was the start of it. So.
We appreciate that. We appreciate your willingness to say yes, because we didn't know. She probably had the spur of the moment there.
Who are these two crazy guys?
And I said, they're blending and they're called twins. Okay. That's Tina. I said, okay. They're blending what? She said, photos of old and new. She said, that's very unique. So, again, it's been a big hit in our publication. I know it started you from small to be now world recognized. You could run for mayor now.
No, I don't know about that. We just love people. That's the main thing with Twin Blends. We love people.
So in closing, what do you have to say to our listeners here?
Just a lot of people, they don't realize how much they love history until they get into it. Your kids may not act like they love history now, but when they get a little bit older, like me and Mark, we really didn't care much about it even up until about 15 years ago. But just know that one day they may love history. So share your experiences, especially the grandparents. Sit down with your grandkids and tell them about the old days and stuff like that, because we're losing too much of that.
That is great advice. Great advice to tell your grandparents. Like me to tell, and I share it with all of my 6 grandchildren, and they love the stories. Most of all, they say, "Continue, what happened? You know, what great. The rest of the story?" They keep asking. So, again, thank you, Mike, for joining us today. Best of luck to you, and continue. Keep us in touch. We hope to have you here on another radio show to tell us about some of your interesting findings. And I'm glad you got to go to D.C. and experience that. I know you're going to be going back as
sure
well.
Sure will.
So again, best of luck to you, and take care. And mention to our listeners again, it's Facebook.com, and it's
Twin Blends Northwest Louisiana History Hunters. Search for that on Facebook, and you'll find as many old pictures as you can look at.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. Everybody, don't forget to listen to another radio show, to our radio show next Saturday, for information that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. Hope you enjoy the Crew of Centaurs Parade going on today, beginning at 4 o'clock. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.